Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. A redemption of sorts for the Buffalo Bills following their 38-0 shutout loss a week ago on the road in Chicago. They close the preseason on a high note. A lot to get to in this game, and we'll hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott here shortly. We'll hear from the locker room, brought to you by Reimer Home Services. We'll hear from the fans at 803-0550 if you've got any thoughts on this game. We've got a bunch to get to here in the next hour and a half, so let's dive right in and start with the Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Got a started quarterback, usually do, but specifically tonight for the Bills, Shane Bichelle goes start to finish in this game as both Mike White and Mitch Trubisky did not play in this game, assuming that the you know, kind of race for the number two quarterback is all set between those two guys. But Shane Bichelle really put on a show tonight, 25 of 30, 278 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, and 116.4 passer rating. So really just a fantastic way to put an exclamation mark on the preseason for the Bills and for Shane Bichelle, who, you know, disappointing end of last year, goes on IR, and really hasn't seen the reps this year that I'm sure he would have liked to have seen being a competitive guy, but really took advantage of his opportunity tonight. And again, a great effort from him. Elijah Young, who they picked up this week at the running back position, led the way on the ground, 16 for 53. Christian Wilkerson led the way receiving tonight, 5 for 46 in this game. Elijah Young, the running back I just mentioned, who led the way running, also had 3 for 40 in this game. KJ Hamler, 3 for 33. And kind of diving into some of the team stats from this game, a pretty close game in terms of offense, just in terms of first downs, 14 apiece for each team. The Bills outgaining the Tampa Bay Bucks 375 to 241. So a real nice bounce back from the Bills defensively. Not a lot in terms of penalties in this game, just 2 for the Bills, 4 for the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bills went 2 of 5 in the red zone, settled for a couple of Tyler Bass field goals in this game. We'll get to Tyler Bass at some point tonight, as well as started really well and then missed a 26-yard field goal, which was definitely something Bills fans last year felt a little PTSD, I'm sure, watching in this game tonight. So where to start other than, you know, Shane Bichelle, the Bills' presumable fourth-string quarterback, maybe practice squad. We'll see what they end up doing to the loser of the second quarterback on the roster, which I'm just going to go ahead and assume Mitch Trubisky will end up being the Bills' backup quarterback. So will the Bills keep Mike White on the practice squad, or will they go with Shane Bichelle? And I think it's fair to ask the question now, you know, has Bichelle done enough to potentially, you know, sort of outseed Mike White on the practice squad as the team's emergency third quarterback? So something to kind of watch over the next couple of days as we wait for Sean McDermott's postgame press conference. We're talking here a little bit about what we saw tonight from the Bills, both offensively and defensively, and sticking on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. Obviously, just you start by talking quarterbacks whenever you're, you know, talking football, I guess. But all in all, the guy that stood out to me the most tonight was Deion Walker, Bills' rookie defensive tackle from Kentucky. He finished tonight with four tackles, two tackles for loss. I'm sorry, one tackle for loss and a half sack in tonight's game. But it was really more the impact rather than the statistics that stood out to me in tonight's game. Four tackles, a half sack, and a TFL. Just dominating the point of attack. A player that I think a lot of people are going to, right out of the bus, he looks to be an NFL-level pass rusher from the interior. The question's going to be, can he hold up on the interior against NFL interior offensive linemen in the run game? And tonight, now not against starters, but I thought played really well and showed very physically up front. So that was great to see from the Bills' rookie defensive tackle. And then behind him, starting the game like he did last week, the only starter, presumable starter anyways, that played meaningful downs tonight was, again, Cole Bishop at safety, who played the first two drives of this game. Ended up making a nice little play, not exactly a pass breakup. The throw was a little behind the intended receiver, but reads, react, quick, makes a play, and had the ball been thrown accurately, I thought Cole Bishop was going to be in a great position to either jar the ball free or at least make a tackle short of the first down. So, you know, he didn't get the interception or a big play or a splash play from Cole Bishop, but I thought two important drives for him to start to get his feet under him. I felt a little bit better with him leaving the game tonight. 803-0550, the numbers to call. We're going to take a timeout now because we're still waiting for head coach Sean McDermott on the other side. We'll get to him. So stick around for that. We'll also get you live player sound from the locker room, brought to you by Reimer Home Services. I'm Nate Geary. This is Buffalo Bills postgame on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. I'm Nate Geary. The Bills get a bounce-back preseason finale winner over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 23-19. And we've got Bills head coach Sean McDermott live from the podium.
Great command of the game. You know, we moved the ball down the field and we're able to score points, control clock, play good situational football. 2 minutes before half, that was ends up being, you know, a huge swing in the game. Based on the difference, the margin at the end, and then the four minute conversion there down the end was huge for us. A lot of guys showed up. Can't thank these guys enough. They put it all out there. It's been a journey for them all, and that's all you can ask for as a coach is for these guys to go for it and give it all they got on the last game, and they did that. So super proud of those guys. It's been a real joy to coach them.
Talked about wanting more energy, tempo, intensity from your players. It looked like you got that right from the jump tonight.
Yeah. We went out there, got a stop on defense, got the ball to our offense, and the offense got into a real good rhythm early right there. And, you know, you could feel it, right? And then some guys are stepping up, making big plays. You see the sideline come together, and it was just good football and fun to watch.
I know everybody's going to talk about Tyrell's one-handed grab in the end zone, but I know you coaches look at other stuff like him making the tackle, coming all the way across the field on the ensuing kickoff, you know, running 40 yards across the field to knock the guy out of bounds so he doesn't get to the end zone. Like, are those the kinds of little things that you're talking about that can make the difference for a player when it comes to roster decisions?
Yeah, I mean, those are character plays, right? You got to want to do that, and you got to be selfless enough to want to do that and then give that effort. So those do not fly under the radar for us when we go back and examine the film, and we'll do that on the way home on the plane. So, listen, there's a lot at stake for these guys, and we don't take that lightly, and we have to do our best to give a fair evaluation of the performance tonight. And so, in some ways they made it awfully hard on us to make some tough decisions over the next couple of days here.
I know some of your young players in the draft class have flashed through the course of the preseason. Deion Walker went from flashing to being a consistent presence at times there in your defensive front. That's the kind of next step for like some of these young guys, right? Like, don't just flash, show up like series in, series out.
Yeah, and he knows he didn't play last week the way he wanted to play, and you know he was on a upward trajectory, and then he had the game, and he wanted some plays back for sure in that game, and I thought he had a good week, very intentional week of practice, and then you see the result tonight, right? So that's the journey of a young player, and we're going to have to count on these young players, and there's going to be some moments where it's two steps forward, one step back, and so you know with that, when they're taking that step back, we have to get them back as quickly as we can to those next two steps forward, and that's mentally, physically, the whole way. So that's important for us.
Obviously, big decisions coming up here in the next several days. This has been somewhat of a unique circumstance with some of the injury situations. I know you're finally getting some people back now. Do you anticipate some of those influencing some of the decisions you still have to make based on status of guys here, there?
Well, I mean, we've got to kind of figure out who's going to be able to come back. You know, we lost Brad tonight to an illness, and Zach steps in and does a great job. And I think that's a story in and of itself, right? So just fun to watch these guys go play, put it on the line. We've got tough decisions to make. You know, I want for all these guys to be able to play in the league. It's been fun to coach them, and a real joy.
Is this one of the hardest decisions after training camp and after everything all these guys have gone through to make these decisions? How hard is it for you to sit down and make those decisions?
It rips at my heart. It does, because if they were my son, you know, I see them through that lens, because my kids are getting older now, and you see how hard they work and what they put into it, and they've done everything that we've asked. We've had our fair share of injuries. Guys have come in. Elijah comes in, and you know, 2 days ago or whatever it was, and almost gains 100 yards overall in total offense, right? So just real fun. And these guys, they're so grateful. They're so appreciative, full of class. And again, it's hard from a football standpoint, but even harder from a, hey, these guys are good guys and they're winners. And sometimes it doesn't last in football, right? But that's where you get a reminder that, you know, football isn't everything, and life is what's most important. And I tell these guys they're going to be winners in life, and that's ultimately what's most important.
Coach, I realize Tyler probably wants his last kick back, but you know what he looks like when he feels good. But with all the, you got him a lot of work tonight, which is probably a good thing. You're probably happy about that. Does he look like you're used to seeing him when he feels good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, very small sample. If you add up tonight and then Thursday when he kicked this week, was the first time I had seen him kick really since the start of training camp. So tonight we wanted to keep it in moderation with the distance we were willing to go. 48 was where we were willing to go. That was kind of our max line. And you know, he had some different kicks tonight. He had the kick before half, which I think was a good situation to be in. Would have loved to see him made that last one there at the end. And you know, but I believe it's a good step, first step in the right direction. And then this next week or two will be just as important for us, because he's missed the time that he's missed. All right, thank you, guys.
All right, there is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. And Sean McDermott's post-game media conference is presented by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at NorthtownKia.com. On the other side, we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals. We'll also get you an eye on the quarterback and get you some live sound from the locker room and some player reaction. All of that on the other side. You're listening to the Buffalo Bills postgame show. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate Geary here, and while we cheer on the Bills, a crisis is happening at home. Niagara Gospel Mission lost all of their refrigeration and all of the food they use to feed those in need. Help replace lost meals today. Visit niagaragospelmission.org or call 716-205-8888. Time now to get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and check out the latest deals. Let's go to Butch in East Buffalo, who's been waiting patiently. Good evening, Butch, and welcome.
Thanks, Nate. I appreciate your show. I love WGR. I love MSG, and to the fans who listen and watch this beautiful show, I appreciate you, and I love you as well. I'm going to get right to it, Nate. First of all, before I get started, my prayers are to the Niagara Gospel for the situation, and my prayers is with them. I hope that people reach out, including myself, just reach out and just fill that cabinet back up for the job they do of feeding others and helping people in need. So my prayers is out with them. I want to get right to this, Nate. On One Bills Live Friday, I sent a warning out. I put them both under investigation. I put Joe Brady under investigation. I put Bobby Babbs under investigation. The reason I say that is the last first two preseason of games, you know, everything was kind of vanilla. I said, to get a good evaluation this game, even though you don't really game plan, but put a little game plan, a little schemes more like it's a real regular season game than ever. And they answered the bell. I think the game plan for both sides of the fence was outstanding. I will say this, that this is just me speaking, Nate, that I feel comfortable with a Shane Bishop backing up Josh Allen moving forward more than I do a Trubisky or a White. So Shane, he already been playing with Patrick Mahomes. He played under Andy Reid system. He's been in our area for the last few years, a great, outstanding person. And today, I really believe he got the platform to do what he do, and he showed what he really could do. And I really believe if push came to shove, if Josh had to sit down for a second or two with a game plan and a whole week of practice, I would feel comfortable with him being number two. But let me get right to this. Thanks for taking my call. I stated before, and Nate, you know I've been saying this for years about Terrell Shavers, even when Justin Shorter was here. It's time to stop playing. This kid is ready to break out, you know, and I just wish that, I hope that what he did today solidifies not only him on a roster, but him maybe getting in the top 13 out of that 11 where he gets plays, where he can perform and help us go get that championship. But, Nate, thanks so much. You're a superstar. Great show as always. You always do an outstanding job. And thanks so much for taking my call, my friend.
Thanks, Bush. Appreciate it, Budgie. Have a good night. And, you and I will be talking, I'm sure, right around this time in a couple of weeks as the Bills take on the Baltimore Ravens. We'll get to a bunch of what Butch talked about, including Tyrell Shavers, who had what I would estimate is the play of the game. If you're, you know, not into large 6'7" tight ends punting the ball 62 yards in place of the Bills' presumable starting punter. We'll get to that as well. Before we do, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
More Buffalo Bills postgame on the other side. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Back to pass, has time, looking left, and wide open is Hamler, who's got it at the 46, still running down the sideline to the 35, and he's out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
Chris Brown on the call. The Shane Bishel to KJ Hamler connection was on display this evening, and the Bills get a bounce back victory, a bounce back performance, 23-19 win to get their first preseason win of the season and to wrap up the 2025 version of preseason on a high note after their 38-0 loss last week to the Chicago Bears. Let's get a quick eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by the Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. And again, the player of the game, I think you could say at this point, Shane Bishel, 25 of 30, 278 yards, a touchdown, and a 116.4 passer rating. He also added 20 yards on 5 carries tonight. So your player of the game there, Shane Bishel. Let's get to the phones once again and get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals today. Corey in Rochester, thanks for waiting on hold. Corey, what do you got?
Yeah, I want to say one thing there. Shane Bishel, I got to say he's had a better preseason and better performance tonight. I think his best performance since he joined the Bills, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. And thanks for the call, Corey. Whether or not it helps him make the 53-man roster, I think I would be surprised at it. But I think I could absolutely sell myself on a scenario of it like being Shane Bishel's your practice squad quarterback and Mike White gets released. And you have, what, Trubisky is number two, Allen number one, and Bishel is your emergency number three on the practice squad. I think it'd be a very reasonable situation that plays out based on the performance that Bishel put together today. So good on him. All right, let's go to the locker room and hear from Bills quarterback Shane Bishel, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
To be as efficient as you guys were.
Yeah, it was really satisfying. You know, after the Chicago game, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to put drives together, and they called a great game, and, you know, our teammates just – all 11 of us, man. We worked hard for this moment and put a couple drives together and had a lot of fun out there.
Joe's not giving you a whole lot of plays. You're in the same formation. And to see your guys up front kind of impose their will when you're just grinding out clock there in in the fourth quarter, and that's got to be a good feeling. What are you telling those guys in the huddle as they keep resetting the line of scrimmage?
No doubt. And you could hear the defense, too, saying it's the same play. And we always say in those moments when they know we're running it, we got to run it. And our O-line did a great job. Our tight ends did a great job. And receivers coming in and blocking, they all did a great job. Our backs did a great job. It was just fun to execute that. We call it a four-minute drill, but we really started it in the fourth quarter at the beginning, so it was fun.
What did you think of that catch that Shavers made?
It was awesome, man. It was awesome. It was awesome to see, you know, he does that all the time. And that's not downplaying the play, but he's so talented, man. And he deserves an opportunity, and I hope he gets it.
Really put his best foot forward here to try to make this roster. Is he the type of guy that's pretty easy to root for in that locker room?
No doubt. No doubt. You know, he's a quiet leader. He works hard and he does everything right. And for those guys, man, you know, hard work pays off, and I hope it pays off for him.
Gore had a, you know, another strong game. He got a lot of work this preseason, and kind of like Shaver, seems like a guy that whenever he's had his opportunities, he's impressed. What did you think of his game?
Yeah, he's taken full advantage of opportunities, and it's been fun to see. And you know, Frankie's another one of those guys that works hard, puts his head down, and it was fun to watch him tote it tonight.
When you're throwing that ball for Shaves, are you just trying to hit a spot, knowing with his length you just throw it behind the helmet of the defender and he'll have a shot at it because of his length? I mean, because of how tall he is, you feel comfortable throwing it that way, or would you throw it differently for a shorter receiver, I guess is what I'm asking?
Yeah, you know, I think with his catch radius, you know, you can kind of throw it wherever you want and he'll go catch it. And, you know, he made a great play on the ball. You know, I could have thrown a better ball to him, but with guys like that, man, you just throw it up there and you let them make the play, and that's exactly what he did.
What does tonight mean for you personally, given what you went through this summer and all of last season?
Yeah, you know, last season was tough from the aspect of not being able to put on pads and, you know, just working my way to get back. You know, God is good. And even tonight, man, God is good. And I kept telling myself that every time I went out on the field. It's my first time ever playing a full game in the NFL. And it was a lot of fun, man. And, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity.
The decision making you had to make tonight, I know Joe gave you some RPOs. And, you know, you also had to realize when nothing was there, like, let me go get some yards with my legs. Like, did you feel pretty good? And I know you'll watch it all back on film, but you feel pretty good overall just about your decision-making in general, because you seem pretty sharp.
Yeah, it was a good night. You know, I think they called a great game, and it's just on us, all 11 on offense, to go out and execute. And I think we did pretty well tonight. There's obviously going to be a couple things that we see on film that we want back, but, you know, we got one more point than the other team, and that's all that matters, and came out with a win.
All right, there's Bills quarterback, and I guess, you know, we don't really do player of the games for the preseason, but if we did, he'd be our guy. So that's Shane Bichelle there live from the locker room, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. We're going to take a timeout on the other side. We'll get to more reaction from tonight's 23-19 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in preseason game number 3. I'm Nate Geary. You're listening to the Buffalo Bills postgame show. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Welcome back to the Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence is here to help intercept your heating bills this winter. Keep listening to WGR 550 this football season to find out how you can win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Let's go back to the locker room. Let's hear from Bills' first year with the team, not first year player. Michael Hoyt, who met with the media after the game in the locker room with Sal, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
It's very just like a fun group to be around, and you know, we can bust each other's balls like while we're like watching the tape together, and you know, we have a good mix of like guys who have played a ton, guys who have played a lot at a really high level, and then we have new guys, and so like that banter going around, like it's just a fun group. Like I think after good plays on defense, coming back to the sidelines, it's going to be fun to celebrate with them.
Have you thought about what it's going to be like Tuesday when you kind of almost, I guess in a way, have to say goodbye for a few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking around in Buffalo, so yeah. I'll be here. I'm just not at One Bills Drive, but I'll be as close as I can be. And you know, it's obviously going to suck not being around them, but use the time wisely and, you know, stay on a normal routine. And so come back after the six games and come back in the best shape possible, as healthy as I can, and ready to go for down the stretch. And, you know, at this point, it's like, you know, they traded for me at the deadline, and I come back having not played a game and fully healthy. And, by the way, I already know the playbook. So,
yeah, so the difference is you do know the defense. What do you think about the way that kind of you've been handled here through the preseason and all the different roles and the vision that you had when you signed versus where it is now?
Yeah, it's exactly where I want it to be. I think it's really, really fun. You know, this defense is going to be really creative. I know what you see in the last three preseason games is like that much of a gigantic playbook. But we've got some cool stuff on there. And, you know, I think there's, you know, some different ways to sort of think about blitzes and pressures and movements. And, you know, that's always the interesting part, you know, that I don't think I knew about coming to a new program is like not only – like the football 101 is the same, but like learning a new style and a new like philosophy of how to attack offenses, I think has been really cool. And it's just been, it's sort of opened up my own toolbox of, you know, how I understand football and, you know, can kind of get the answers to the test a little bit.
A lot of times you don't see guys who are regulars playing deep into the third preseason game, but you're in a different boat. You need the reps.
Yeah.
How did you feel that your reps, you know, went this, did you get the right amount in? How did you handle it? All that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, you know, football is football at the end of the day. And, you know, if they're keeping score, it counts. And so there's a lot of pride that goes into that. Doesn't matter if it's preseason three or, you know, the Super Bowl. So I'm going to play the exact same way no matter what. And for me, it's good just to, like, speak the defensive language and make the checks and get myself lined up and then, you know, rush with other guys. And I think the nice part about having me out there, too, is, you know, I've obviously played a lot in a lot of football games. So to be able to, like, calm everybody else down who this is like their head spinning and this is like their third preseason game, cuts are looming, primetime game, road game, it's like, relax, I got you, like blankets here, and you know, be able to talk them through it, give them the verbal reminders, be like, you go here, bring everybody up. And no, I think more than anything, like being out there, I want to sharpen my own skills but be able to bring those guys with me, give them the best chance to make it.
It's good perspective. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there's Bills edge rusher Michael Hoyt. That was tonight, again, following their 23-19 victory over the Tampa Bay Bucks. We'll get you some more player sound. We're going to take a timeout here as well. But before we do, just a quick rundown. I know tonight, obviously, after Shane Bichelle and some of the defensive efforts from Deion Walker and a little bit from Cole Bishop as well, the other guy a lot of people will talk about after tonight's game is Tyrell Shaver. Makes what it was arguably the play of the game, a one-handed catch on the left sideline in the end zone late in the first half to give the Bills a first half to give the Bills a lead going into the second half. We'll hear from him on the other side when we take a timeout and come back. But the thing that I walked away from this game thinking it's going to be hard to keep Tyrell Shavers off the 53-man roster. And you know what? Instead of taking a timeout, let's just go to Tyrell Shavers, who we have now live from the locker room, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
All right, Tyrell, take us through the touchdown and ball in the air. What do you see? What do you do?
Ball in the air, and deep was kind of being physical, so I had to be more physical. Long arm, so I threw my arm out there, made a play. I don't know what it was called. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Initially, it was called incomplete. You got a point at the official or at the spot. What were you saying?
I was telling them I was in. We good. I felt like I was in, but they did right.
Playing like that in training camp where it was a close play on the sideline, you went back and you said you looked at it on the tape. Yeah. You obviously didn't have to do that this time, but did you know immediately when the play happened that you
I knew, but they called it. So I was like, all right, it is what it is. And they start replaying it. I was like, oh, yeah.
What did you think about the way Shane played tonight? 25 of
30, 278. That's the challenge. The number was called.
Oh, it's going to be a little stressful for you for the next few days. Do you think you've done enough to be on this team past Tuesday?
You're taking plays offensively all summer, but on special teams today. I mean, that one play where you're able to kind of, you know, make a big hit on special teams, did it feel like all the work you've been putting in this summer really kind of came in full circle tonight?
For sure. Special teams was honestly my big main focus to get to make this team. So being able to go out there and put some good things on tape, it felt really good.
You had to do a lot of things on special teams tonight. You covered kicks. You blocked for kicks. What's that like for you to have to kind of learn all those roles and do it?
I mean, it is what it is. Whatever.
All right, we're going to cut away from Tyrell Shavers there. It sounds like we're having some technical difficulties. We'll have that up in on-demand audio, though, if you missed it. We also heard after the game from Bills linebacker Jimmy Charlo, another player that's kind of sitting on the border of this team on the 53-man roster, a late arrival, has been playing great, and special teams played into the fourth quarter tonight. So here's Bills linebacker Jimmy Charlo. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Honestly, I think it comes from my college days. Organizationally, back at Army, they really preached tackling, and we worked really hard on a day in and day out in practice. So I owe it to my position coach, our defensive coordinator, our head coach in college. You know, it's something that they always preached, making sure we were a great tackler. So I think that's where it comes from.
What made you most proud with what you did in the preseason?
What makes me most proud of what I did in the preseason? Honestly, I would say nothing I did individually. I think just coming in, stepping into a locker room and being accepted has been, to me, something I'll always carry with me. Like the support from my teammates have been amazing. So I'm really glad to have come in so late. You know, it's not oftentimes that you could come in so late and everybody be, you know, welcoming of you. So I'm just thankful for that.
Take me through the fumble recovery.
That was just kind of, I think Solly was the one who punched it out. Yeah, it was a great effort by him. I had the easy part. I just jumped on the ball, so all kudos to him. He made a great play. They rallied to the ball, and it was a two-on-one tackle, and I was in there late. I was the third guy, so and the ball just popped loose. And like I said, that's the easy part, just jumping on it. So he made a great play. But, yeah.
Jimmy, a lot of people, they're curious about how it works when you come from a military academy, a deferment, not having to serve, you come in the NFL. Can you kind of give us a lesson in how that works?
Yeah, sure. It's one of those confusing things if you're not really a part of it. In recent years, they've changed it so that you're able to, as soon as you graduate, go pursue professional sports, and then on the back end when you finish your career, because as you know, for most professional athletes, it's not super long. So they know when they get their service members back, you know, they'll be in shape, ready to serve. So I think it's awesome that they allow us to do that. I'm thankful for, like, the Army and, you know, what they've done to allow us to do that, because I think that the lessons I've learned here in an NFL locker room is something I'll be able to transfer and carry with me and hopefully make me a better leader when it comes time to being, you know, an infantry officer.
All right, there's Bills linebacker Jimmy Charlo. Again, West Point, he's talking about there about some of his military deferment. Started last year on the Jets practice squad, I believe tore his ACL. Missed all of last season. And during the broadcast, I heard Steve Tasker talking about how before he came to the Bills, that the Bills scouting department has a board that says, like, you know, previously injured but kind of trending in the right direction. And Jimmy was on top of the board, came in for a workout, and sort of the rest is history. So we'll see over the next couple of days if Jimmy Charlo can stick and, you know, find his way onto either the 53-man roster or at least the practice squad. But it feels like he's got a good, strong start towards just that. Going to take a timeout. On the other side, we'll get to Zach Davidson, Frank Gore Jr., and Brandon Codrington. All of that's coming up next, so don't go anywhere. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ferguson snaps. And the kick is pretty darn good.
Holy smokes.
A driven spiral sending him back to his 12-yard line. Through a hole, though, Cameron Johnson out to the 35. That was a 61-yard punt by Zach Davidson.
Absolutely bananas, by the way. I was genuinely shocked to hear that Brad Robbins, the Bills' current punter, was sick, could not punt in the game, yet he did hold. So I don't really know what the situation there was with that. But Zach Davidson was announced right before the game that he would be handling punting duties. He uncorked an unbelievable 62-yard punt. The kick returner must have run back 15 to 20 yards to go and field the punt. So let's go and hear from Bills now punter and tight end Zach Davidson. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
That moment with Shiloh where it felt like you kind of were just finishing your block through the play and he just felt some sort of way about it.
Yeah, something on the backside of screens we preach is the guy on the backside is making the touchdown block. I was just chasing the far deep DB and trying to finish through the whistle, and he had a little bit more to say.
Did you say to him, you're too small? What
did
you say?
I didn't say anything. I may have gestured something, but if you get mad for getting blocked, you can't control what he does. Earlier today, Brad showed up on the trip a little sick, so the talk was in the air with the coaches, making sure we're communicating where he was at. Got out after his pregame warm-ups. I was getting dressed to go out and warm up with the tight ends, and I got notified, and it's a go. So I did everything I could to make sure I was ready mentally, and went out there and did what I could.
And it's not new for you to have to do both, right, and punt in the same game. Take us through that when you're on the field, and it's fourth down to get ready.
Yeah, Rob was doing a good job making sure I was available on third down, getting ready mentally. I told him I was used to it. I was out there all four downs in college. For me, it was just taking a step back to my college career, being out there all four downs, being ready, being able to recenter myself behind Reed, pause, and just get out there and do what I could for the team.
What were you thinking after that first punt?
Damn, I didn't know I still had it, but it was nice. I wish I would have had a little more hang time, a little bit more to the left, help the boys out. He was able to stretch and stick and get some return yards, but, hopefully that's not my last time, but hopefully, I'll be better next time.
We all know that Sean McDermott always preaches the more you can do, right? How important is it for you to be able to show that versatility here?
You do what you can for the team. I mean, any way I can help out the team, I would love to do that. For me, it was just stepping into my old shoes and being able to be available on fourth down.
All right, there's Bills tight end Zach Robinson. We're going to get to one more player sound from the locker room. We're going to go to Bills running back Frank Gore Jr. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
All right, Frank, another strong performance from you, but this time on the W side, right? So what was the difference for you guys on offense?
Just locked in a little bit more. Was a little bit embarrassed last week, so we just took it a little bit more personal.
You told me last week, you said the scoreboard always matters. Like, how nice is it to end the preseason like this before you roll to week one?
Yeah, it's always good to get a win and have everybody happy instead of just sad and dull in the locker room.
What do you think about your own performance this summer? Like, not just the games, but in practice as well. Where do you feel like the biggest parts of your growth have come?
Well, just more confident. I know a little bit more, still in the learning process, but I know a little bit more. So I was able to play a little bit faster.
You don't have to say Ty because he's right there, but who's been your biggest mentor, through this?
Nah, Ty definitely. He helped me a lot. Just being able to, to talk, to see what he see. And, when he's out there getting a rep, I could go ask him after and he could explain. And I'm very smart with football, so I kind of pick on to what he's saying.
How cool is it to see Elijah just show up and make plays out there tonight?
Oh, it was cool, South Florida guy. Yeah. I know he can ball. Watched him growing up, and I know he can ball for sure.
What kind of statement do you feel like you made this summer?
I just feel like I always put my best foot forward when it come out to showing what I could do and showing my abilities. Just had fun today. Had a lot of fun.
All right, there's Bills running back Frank Gore Jr. A reminder, I'll be back on Monday morning with Joe filling in for Jeremy. And then we're 2 weeks away, Sunday Night Football. I'll be here for pregame, halftime, and postgame. And looking forward to that. So thanks for listening. Appreciate you here along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. This is Buffalo Bills Football.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.